Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is March 24th, 2024. We are currently in the month of awareness, which falls under the discipline of perception. Our episode for this week is number 377, The Portable Retreat. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. I hope that you're gaining something from it as well, even if it's just entertainment. Following is a quote that has to do with this week's theme. People seek retreats for themselves in the country, by the sea, or in the mountains. You are very much in the habit of yearning for those same things. But this is entirely the trait of a base person, when you can, at any moment, find such a retreat in yourself. For nowhere can you find a more peaceful and less busy retreat than in your own soul, especially if on close inspection it is filled with ease, which I say is nothing more than being well ordered. Treat yourself often to this retreat and be renewed. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 4.3.1. In this passage, Marcus Aurelius is reflecting on the common tendency of people to seek external retreats in nature, such as the countryside, the sea, or the mountains, for peace and solitude. However, he challenges this notion, suggesting that true tranquility can be found within oneself. Aurelius argues that one's soul can serve as the ultimate retreat, offering a peaceful sanctuary from the chaos of the external world. He emphasizes that this inner retreat is always accessible, regardless of external circumstances, and encourages individuals to cultivate inner peace through self-reflection and self-discipline. By turning inward and finding solace within one's own soul, Aurelius suggests that individuals can experience a profound sense of tranquility and renewal. He underscores the importance of regularly retreating into the depths of one's soul to find clarity, serenity, and spiritual renewal in the midst of life's challenges and uncertainties. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this week. When examined more thoroughly, the true cause of my difficulties and frustrations come from my own opinions rather than external things. It's far easier to attempt to blame my circumstances or the actions of others for my feeling miserable. But it doesn't do any good, and it certainly doesn't take away the ups and downs of daily life. When I compare myself to others and feel inadequate, it is my own self-criticism and negative mindset that are truly holding me back. By shifting my perspective and focusing on self-compassion and acceptance, I can begin to find peace and contentment within myself, regardless of external circumstances. A big part of me feels ready to give up on Stoicism altogether, stemming from what I'm now thinking is an inability to cultivate virtues that make adversity bearable. What I consider an inability is likely an unwillingness to change, if we are being blunt. Personally, I spent so long ignoring my emotions or avoiding them through multiple forms of escapism, some more damaging than others, that I feel like I owe it to myself to truly feel them now. Over the last half year or so, I've had the displeasure of learning how ill-equipped I am when facing something I consider difficult. I'm not as strong as I thought I was, especially when it comes to romantic loss. My naive view was that by telling myself and Sunflower that I was being cautious and putting up walls, when that wasn't exactly true. All of this journaling and self-reflection, in my opinion, haven't had a positive impact. Rather, it has added additional stress and overthinking that keeps causing friction in my life. Although, if I'm going to be accountable, the problem is that I haven't been taking action once I realize what I should be doing. I went on a bit of a retreat a few weekends back. It was a solo trip to a tiny house in a small town on a body of water. Allowing myself to venture out on my own like that has made me realize how changing my location won't necessarily improve my mood or bring a sense of calm all on its own. Even when the environment succeeded in bringing some peace, when I returned to my house and daily life, the strife, stress, and turmoil that come with it returned as well. Aurelius suggests that we can find true peace and contentment within ourselves, but the problem I face with that is that my inner voice and landscape are not exactly the happiest or most productive and positive parts of me. My therapist has voiced concern that meditation may even be hazardous for me with how easy it is for me to sink into a negative frame of mind and spiral or disassociate from the situation, or wish for things to go back to how they were instead of facing reality for what it is, here and now. More often than not, I'm guilty of confusing schooling with education. Regurgitating quips and quotes is a start, but it doesn't mean I'm utilizing the accrued knowledge properly in my own thoughts and actions on a daily basis. It stands to reason that the problem isn't that journaling or self-reflection are unhelpful, but that I'm not using these tools correctly. Book smarts is not a substitute for being educated in more intangible pursuits. Things like how to be a good person or living a life of contentment and peace. Now that I'm learning what truly matters to me, I'm noticing people in my life that have figured it out much more than I have. I know I shouldn't really compare myself to others, but I can't help feeling more than a little sorry for myself, given that the cost of my mistakes is a level of happiness I didn't think was going to be obtainable. At the beginning of this journaling practice, I would have said that I dispelled most of my greedy vices. Now that I've seen how ambition can lead to greed, I'm starting to change my thoughts on this. Wanting is a greedy thing, and when I look back at my entries, I'm seeing how often I was being selfish and complaining or crying about poor me, when the things that I reflect on now that hurt the most are how I've caused pain and discomfort for those I love and care about with my greed or selfish behaviors. It's becoming clear that the way to curb this sickness is wanting less. I'm still trying to figure out how to be happy with the present and what I have in front of me. My comfort zone has transitioned into a reclusive, spider-like place at this point. I'm holding myself in the past, and when I was living what I want to retreat to now, I was just fantasizing about the future instead of enjoying what and who were around me then. Wanting, whether it be wanting more or less of something, means I'm not appreciating what's happening. At times, it feels like I'm tricking myself into finding philosophical lessons in ordinary things or life. By this, I mean that I can at times identify a moment where I can be forgiving, or when I need to discern what's within my control and what's externally determined, but only after the fact. I'm not using the lessons at the moment, and often turn around and complain that I am to be the bigger person without expectations from others, life, or society, if I'm truly embracing Stoic practices. I would go so far as to say that the way to make it through life is to enjoy the good and find glimmers of hope, positivity, and peace during the more tumultuous times. Of course, this is easier said than done, and I will no doubt end up facing struggles that seem insurmountable. Epictetus makes it apparent that this is akin to a test of the lessons, that we learn more through living and making decisions than if all we do is sit, think, and reflect without action. Stoicism is a branch of philosophy that has practical lessons for life. Instead of shying away from the harder lessons, I should be embracing them with a sense of confidence in myself and an open, curious mindset ready to build more awareness, both inner and outer, along the way. On that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so I can attempt doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself, as well as others, while developing new or unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love. Although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things, including building relationships in life, take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect daily, and I recommend everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.